Hello and welcome to the Rapid Microbiology Podcast, and I'm your host, Paul Carton. Today, we're delighted to be part of a revolution in media preparation for food pathogen testing. The traditional method of cleaning bottles, powder weighing, adding water, dispensing and autoclaving have all been replaced by the ReadyStream system from Merkage AA, Darmstadt, Germany. The ReadyStream system is for pre-enrichment media preparation and requires none of the typical legwork and hands-on time. Just set up the pre-sterilized stock solution, press a button and away you go, ready to dispense enough preheated sterile media for up to 440 25 gram food samples. And with me here today to tell us more about the ReadyStream system is Scott Medley, who is Global Product Manager at Merkage AA, Darmstadt, Germany. Hi Scott, great to have you join us on our podcast channel.
Hi Paul, yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to discuss the ReadyStream system with you today.
I've skimmed over what the ReadyStream system is in the introduction there, but can you explain exactly what this ReadyStream system does and what's it for?
Yeah, the ReadyStream system, it really takes all the media prep steps, like you mentioned in your introduction there, and automates it, right? And the end result really is it's dispensing sterile preheated media. So we do away with any need for powder weighing, any bottle washing, moving bottles around the lab, no autoclaving of the media or any of the consumables, no need to pre-warm media in a water bath or incubator. Really all in a benchtop system. So what we've tried to do is really take a lot of the pain points out of the media kitchen and automate it for the customer.
Okay. And there are several ready to rehydrate media bags already on the market. What is so revolutionary about the ReadyStream?
Yeah. So kind of some of the big advantages for the ReadyStream system is the media is concentrated. So what we've done is for our initial buffered peptone water launch media, we've made a 10x media bag. So with that, the customer is getting a very large quantity of media in a very small bag. So it's not needing a large space. Like I said, it's all in a benchtop system. So the media bag's there, but what we're doing is we're diluting it with the pre-sterilized heated water. So we've added dispensing as part of the system. So it's not just the media bag, it's also dispensing out of that media into a 1x concentration, right? And the media bags ship dry. So we're not shipping water across the world here. We're not having big expensive freight charges with the water.
Okay.
And the operator time to use the ReadyStream for the setup is really minimal. You know, we're talking 10 minutes of time to set up, hands-on time to set up the system. And again, no autoclaving, right? All the consumables are gamma irradiated, come ready to use. So the initial setup itself is again, very simple.
And why do you think the market needed? Where did the inspiration come from to invent and design the ReadyStream system?
So for the ReadyStream, the initial idea started with our team was let's create a large dry bag so we can have a large volume of media available, right? And so that was, it was something that's already on the market and it was kind of a me too product was that initial idea. And so we said, what else can we do with the system? Working with customers, a lot of input on, trying to discover what are those pain points beyond, so we're not just creating kind of the same old thing that's already on the market. Like I said, we really analyze those points to define what are the issues that customers are having? What don't they like in the process? And along with that, our R&D team did a lot of discussions with customers, a lot of, we call them voice of customer activities, kind of to understand those points.
Okay.
And we also had one of our scientists and marketing reps was actually working with the customer on designing a mobile laboratory. And they added, they said, could we have, preheated water coming off one of your Millicue systems? We don't have room for autoclaves or any of that. So they could use, a ready bag. For their mobile lab. So kind of all these points came together with our R&D team and our, people out in the field with the sales team working with customers to kind of bring all these points. And so we've put all these ideas in to develop the ReadyStream system to really eliminate the pain points, make it easy for people to have media available on demand.
Just on that topic, you mentioned about autoclaves and how a mobile laboratory couldn't use one. And this ready stream system doesn't require autoclave for the media prep as normal workflow would require. What and obviously labs are looking to make their processes eco-friendlier and more sustainable. Can you go through what labs can save by moving to the ready stream method of media prep?
So yeah, the ReadyStream system really, you know, we've looked at those points as well and said how can we you know save energy, how can we save water? You know, we drastically reduce water and energy usage by just simply eliminating the autoclave. You know, those are very, very energy and water intensive steps, you know, especially with water coming with washing media bottles and in that cycle. So we've completely eliminated the water needs there. And the good thing too is with the system, the media is not held at a temperature. It's not being held at your 37 or 42 degree. You know, it's being held at, you know, it's sitting at room temperature, and mm-hmm. it's not being heated up until it's being diluted at the final step for dispensing. So it's adding the warm pre-sterile water, you know, from your deionized water system to the concentrated stock. So in that way too, we're saving the energy of not just keeping a media bag at temperature the entire time of its life.
Okay.
So yeah, kind of all, I would say, yeah, Paul, all those steps kind of come together to really reduce kind of energy and water usage, you know, which are some big concerns we heard from customers in, you know, the discussions with putting the system together.
Okay. And so, you've mentioned a couple of parts of the ReadyStream system there. What are the consumables needed to run the ReadyStream system?
Yeah, so it's pretty simple from a consumable side. It's our media bags, which contain our concentrated media. So with the buffered Peptone water we're launching with, we'll have two sizes. So a 3-liter bag, which generates 30 liters of 1X media, and then a 10-liter media bag, which will generate 100 liters of the 1X media. So very, you know, we've got two sizes to accommodate kind of most laboratory workflows, right? And with those, it's, you know, it's 5 days of room temp stability after reconstitution. So a nice life in the laboratory there. Okay. And the other consumable is the filter set, which is a 0.22 micron filter. One of our millipore filters, and that's what's responsible, and that's what keeps the system alive with sterile water. So it's filter sterilizing that incoming water from a deionized water loop or from a, you know, a carboy in the lab.
Okay, you said there. So you said that it's stable for 5 days. Is it so? Like if someone started to prepare the bag on the first day and they didn't use up all of it or used only some of it, it doesn't go to waste. Its shelf life is for 5 days at room temperature. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. So the nice thing about the system is, you know, it's keeping track of it internally. So the customer isn't, you know, they're not having to write on it. They're not having to keep track of it. Mm-hmm. They're also not having to worry about having it go expire on board and still being used. The system is, you know, it's got all the information from each lot programmed in when it's put on the system. So it's keeping track of it, the life of the filter set and of the media bag on the instrument.
It comes with a barcode scanner. So that's what the purpose of that is it? To keep track of
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So the barcode scanner, is used to put when we're adding a new media bag on, we're scanning it, and that's basically starting the life, and it's also keeping track of the volume of media that still exists in the system. Mm-hmm. And then also the same thing with the filter set. So it's when that's being barcoded on, you know, it's a unique barcode for each one. So it's keeping track of how much water is being used through it and the life of it. So for the filter set, you know, it's keeping track for 600 liters of water is the life, and for 30 days on the instrument. So it's kind of whichever one comes first, the system will alert the technician in the laboratory that it needs to be changed.
So with some of those automatic dispensers, you probably have to program the flow rate and the speed it's put into the food sample bag. Is you can change the flow rate with this automatic dispenser, can you?
Yeah, exactly. So we've got two priorities for the system. The first priority is being the flow rate. So that prioritizes getting the media into your filter bag mm-hmm. or your container, whichever you choose, kind of as rapidly as possible. And the second priority setting is a temperature priority setting. So that's going to reduce the flow rate slightly, but it will be more specific on getting the temperature. It narrows the range of the temperature mm-hmm. fluctuations as it's coming into the bag.
Okay. And you said the media is shipped dry. It's only the media, obviously not the water, is shipped. And it's this the media is from your granule cult range, and this is gamma irradiated granulated media. What are the ISO standards that this media complies with that laboratories need to know?
Yeah, so it does. Yeah, like you mentioned, it's the granule media, so it's the exact same buffered Peptone water we sell in that range that's put into the bag. And there's a whole host of ISO FDA standards that go along with buffered Peptone water and enrichment of salmonella.
For testing for salmonella.
Yep, exactly. The big one I think of is ISO 11133, and I apologize for not being an expert for your listeners on all the ISO standards, but that's the big one, and the list of ISO standards that it complies with is definitely available on our website.
Some research before when I heard about the ReadyStream system, and I noticed that Merck had released a ReadyBag product several years ago. This was a pre-weighed, similar gamma irradiated granulated media pouch, but it was for a single 25 gram food sample enrichment for food pageant testing, and you added this under a laminar flow hood. But I imagine with the ReadyStream system, as you said, we're talking about a 10 liter bag. Which is much larger, obviously, and which can facilitate the pre-enrichment of 440 25 gram samples. How can a food microbiologist operate this under a laminar flow hood?
Yeah, so that is one of the nice features of the ReadyStream system. It is, it's a modular unit. So there are, the two components of the system itself, the media preparation unit, which houses the concentrated media stock, and then there's the media dispensing unit. So if like a ready bag, if a customer wants to use in a laminar flow sterile conditions, the modular nature of the system itself allows the dispensing unit to be placed within a laminar flow hood, and you can leave the media preparation unit outside. And how you configure the system is there's some flexibility there that allows for placement of the system in the flow hood and ease of use for the system. There's enough distance in the tubing that can be pretty easily accomplished without putting the whole system mm-hmm. within the flow hood.
Yeah, and I imagine so. And what size labs would this appeal to? Are we looking at what's the target market here?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I think when someone initially looks at this, they go, oh wow, these, big media volumes, it's really only for someone that's doing a really high, salmonella workflow or something. But we've really designed the system so that it can be approachable and usable by really any laboratory size. With our large media bag, that's 100 liter of the 1x media volume, so that's 20 liters a day. I mean, that's I'll do the math for you here, but it's around 88 25 gram food samples a day. So I mean that flexes from a medium lab to a real large scale laboratory as well. But with the smaller 30 liter size media bag, that's only 6 liters of media that needs to be used, over that 5 day reconstitution period. So really, that's looking at like 26 food gram, samples. And even if a smaller lab's using it, we part of the consideration there is that the time saving, you know, energy savings, all of that that comes into making media, you know, they would still benefit greatly from using the system, even if there is some media left over at the end of the 5-day period.
Okay, I'm sure you're looking forward to getting out to conferences and talking to customers face to face once we put this pandemic behind us.
Absolutely, Paul. Yeah, no, it's, you know, we've already had some units out in the field now and getting some feedback, and it's, you know, we're hearing some good positive things. A lot of people very, very excited with the ReadyStream system and the possibilities for the future with it.
Okay, and thank you for joining us today, Scott.
Yeah, love it, Paul. Thank you so much. Appreciate talking with you.
And thanks for preparing food microbiologists for a new faster pre-enrichment method in food pathogen testing. And the system, as you said, I believe will be greeted with open arms in food testing labs around the world. And thank you to the listener for making the time.